and the time will be our time, and the grass won't be no more.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Ted's Point of View. I am Bruce Allen. You can email me questions at bruce@bruceallen.com. You can follow me on Twitter, and you can join Dad Chat every Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m. Just use the hashtag Dad Chat. It is time for some political talk with Cheryl and Harley Laban. And we know who she is. I'm not going to do her resume because I want to hear what she has to say. I just ranted galore about what's going on in Nigeria and the lack of feminists speaking out and the lack of Black American, African-American leadership speaking out on this at any time in African's history, whether it's Rwanda, the Congo, or genital mutilation across the continent to the tune of millions of young girls. So, Sherilyn, what do you think? Am I off base here?
No, you're not. Excuse me. No, you're not. And here's the problem. I just want to go straight to Nigeria and not so much focus on the hypocrisy. You know, these little girls are gone. You know, this Boko Haram, I think that's how you pronounce it, they have been very active in Nigeria for a number of years, okay? They've been killing Christians, Bruce. This has been going on for a number of years with their attacks on people in Nigeria. But since these 300 schoolgirls, since they've done a drastic situation like this, now it's getting worldwide attention. So let's talk a little bit about why is it so, you know, difficult in Nigeria. Number one, that Nigeria is not very stable. Their infrastructure is not great.
The dictator that leads Nigeria is not very good?
The dictators, yeah.
Talk about a despot.
Yeah. So they have like a worthless military. The military lied and said all of the girls had been returned at first, and now they haven't been. And then the leader of Boko Haram is saying now that he's going to sell these girls. And, you know, if that happens, then, you know, their life essentially is over. So,
and the wife the wife of the dictator was having the protesters, the parents and family of these girls, arrested. So what kind of leadership is there in Nigeria?
There is no leadership. And from our perspective, from the American perspective, we're thinking, is there some way we can go in and help and get these girls out? Well, here's another problem. The terrain of this area is not great. I mean, you are fighting on their territory, and it's you know, it's a dense forest. It is, it's going to be difficult. Like, how do we go in and get these girls, given the terrain and the type of kind of strike we'd have to do? Number two, again, we don't exactly have allies on the ground because the Nigerian military isn't very trustworthy either. Right? So, what do we do? I know that there's some
I don't know what we do, but why is no one speaking out? Why have for decades this kind of female abuse gone on in Africa and other parts of the world, and nobody speaks out? The feminists aren't speaking out.
Well, I mean, it's been going on in Afghanistan. We know what the Taliban does to girls. Sharia law, that is also abuse of women. I don't care whether it's done under the name of Allah or not. The way women are treated is it's abusive. So
yeah, let's talk about what happens
all over the world.
In Pakistan, you need five witnesses, male witnesses, to support your claim. Otherwise you're considered guilty. How about honor killings?
Right. Honor killings, yes. All of these things are...
Where's Gloria Steinem? I don't see her talking about this.
I don't know.
Where is Al Sharpton? Is it only a white person occasionally does something horrible to a Black person in America, then he speaks up? But dozens, thousands, millions of Black kids across the world are tortured, sold into slavery, and where is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton?
Nowhere to be found.
So where is their moral credibility? How does anybody listen to them anymore? I don't understand it.
It's just, I don't know. It is beyond frustrating. It is appalling. It is, it's everything. I can't imagine how these parents of these 300 little girls feel, because they know how these girls are being treated. And they may never
see
them again.
They really know. And, you know, it's funny, we're allowed to disparage Christians, we're allowed to murder them, it seems, all over the world. There's not much of a hue and cry. The moment you abridge any Muslim's rights, then there's just absolute outrage. They tried to do a movie, they tried to release a movie that was about the honor killings and what happens to women, and it's been, like, boycotted.
Oh, we know what happened to that. Right?
But here in America, that they can get away with silencing those that speak out against what happens to women in their part of the world, in many cases, not all cases, but a lot. If you have 10% of Islam wanting to enforce Sharia, that's 100 million people. That's the 10% of 1 billion. So it's a big issue. I we're both sort of speechless, so I'm not sure.
I am.
I'm sorry. I've never gotten speechless.
It is.
I always try to get a word in edgewise.
It's heartbreaking.
I've actually got, I can hear it. I hear it in your voice.
It's heartbreaking. It's heartbreaking to what is happening to these little girls. It's heartbreaking. It truly is heartbreaking.
You know, I'm here in Boston right now, and it's graduation time, and I walk the streets at different days, and I see all groups, all ethnic groups represented on the streets in cap and gown, and sometimes it feels like English is a second language here on the streets of Boston, and it's everything we want the world to be, the melting pot that America is. I love that we have the international component from truly all over the world here in America and here in College Central USA. It's awesome. This is what the world should be. Yet
you're absolutely
so
right.
Many people in certain political parties and certain ethnic groups or target groups or whatever you want to call them just are so willing to disparage what we bring to the world, which is a opportunity and freedom that just does not exist elsewhere. So you hear about this horror, and it just, everything that goes on in America is so much, with the exception, of course, when kids are killed and murdered, and the problems in Chicago with the deaths are horrific. But that is not the norm across our country. And the norm across the rest of the world is what's going on in Nigeria, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, what goes on over much of Africa, where the life expectancy of a baby born in Africa is 44 years old. Life expectancy of a baby in America is 90 to 100 right now. This is a real problem. Sherilyn, I've actually used up the entire segment. Please tell our listeners where they can find you. And darling, I will let you speak without interruption next week. I'm so sorry.
Absolutely. Your listeners can find me on Twitter at Harley, H-A-R-L-E-Y, Laban, L-E-B, as in boy, O-N. They can go to my website, harleylaban.com, that has all my latest articles and blogs and op-eds and media clips and all that good stuff.
A wonderful forthcoming Mother's Day to you, Sherilyn.
Thank you very much.
We're celebrating Mother's Day at Dad Chat tonight. If you can drop in, that would be lovely. It'll be 9 o'clock your time and my time.
Okay.
And next week, let's be happier. I'm sorry I was just so angry today. I'm angry. That's it. I'm angry. That's
understood.
I'm angry at what I see. I adore you, darling. Enjoy your Mother's Day and your beautiful daughters, and we'll talk next week. And listeners, stay tuned. We got Pastor Drew coming up. You're very welcome. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be back after these messages.
Like the wind that covers our land, strong enough to rule the heart of any man, this thing called love. It can lift you up, it can let you down, take your world spinning all around.
ever since time, nothing's ever been found stronger than love.